91X News.
It's 11 degrees and partly cloudy outside. Good afternoon, I'm Brandon White with 91X News. The premiers want more control over immigration as they seek to improve their respective economies. At the wind-up of their meeting on the economy today in Halifax, the provincial leaders said immigration emerged as a key issue. Ontario's Dalton McGuinty says the provinces need greater flexibility and space from the federal government when it comes to making decisions on immigration. BC's Christy Clark says the premiers want to be able to determine whether to settle immigrants and how many they are allowed to accept. Support among Canada's premiers for a proposal to ship Alberta oil to eastern Canada is growing. Premier Alison Redford of Alberta says she's pleased to see her provincial counterparts support the idea following her discussion yesterday with Quebec Premier Pauline Marot.
So from my perspective, this is not a development that excludes anyone from further involvement in whatever energy projects may come to the fore.
The plan would reverse the flow of an existing pipeline to bring Alberta oil to customers in the eastern half of Canada. The NDP is asking Elections Canada to investigate alleged fraud involving donations to the Conservatives in Montreal. The allegations are linked to a report by Post Media News that cites several Montrealers who said they did not donate to the Conservatives, even though party financial filings say they did. The Conservatives have shrugged off questions about the alleged phony donors, saying Elections Canada reviews all their paperwork. At least 100 people have been injured in violent protests in Egypt. Thousands of opponents of President Mohamed Morsi clashed with his supporters today, burning several offices of the Muslim Brotherhood. The protests are the most violent and widespread since Morsi came to power. Morsi recently granted himself sweeping powers that his critics describe as dictatorial. Whether it's a security crisis in the Middle East or a two-hour delay at a Canada-US border crossing, a government website promises to change the way Canadian travelers hear about it. Canada's junior foreign affairs minister for the Americas, Diane Ablonsi, has announced the newly revamped travel.gc.ca. The website is accompanied by a new TravelSmart mobile app, Twitter account, and Facebook channel. Canada's national debt is about to reach $600 billion. Terry Pedwell has more.
The Federation says the national debt will reach $600 billion just seconds before 11:19 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. And Federation Director Gregory Thomas says it'll keep climbing so long as the Harper government keeps spending beyond its means. He takes particular aim at recent spending on advertising to promote the fact the government is spending money.
You can't sit through a football game without seeing all this propaganda about what a terrific job the government's doing.
The government says its deficit spending was necessary to maintain and create jobs during the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression. Terry Pedro, the Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Liberal leadership frontrunner Justin Trudeau has apologized for comments he made 2 years ago that have led to accusations he is anti-Alberta. During an interview with a French language station in Quebec, Trudeau said Canada has suffered because Albertans control what he described as the socio-democratic agenda. While apologizing, Trudeau said he made a mistake by trying to use shorthand to criticize Prime Minister Harper, not the people of Alberta. A statement from Ottawa says negotiators have made more progress towards a free trade deal between Canada and the European Union. A spokesman for the European Union Trade Commission says the top bargainers are still aiming for a successful conclusion before year's end, but they still have to complete work on key issues involving pharmaceutical patent protection, subnational government procurement, and agriculture subsidies. A Hamas official says today's violence along a border between Israel and Gaza will have no effect on the ceasefire that took effect on Wednesday. Israel soldiers fired on Gazans who were surging towards a border fence, killing one person. Peace talks are underway in Cairo on the next phase of the ceasefire, a new border deal for the blockaded Gaza. Shoppers are hitting retail outlets in the U.S. in waves after some stores opened their doors for Black Friday last night. A spokeswoman at Mall of America in Minneapolis says 30,000 people showed up for the mall's midnight opening, compared with 20,000 last year. Some retailers in Canada are holding Black Friday events to keep shoppers spending on this side of the border rather than heading south to bargain hunt.
The Federation says the national debt will reach $600 billion just seconds before 11:19 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. And Federation Director Gregory Thomas says it'll keep climbing so long as the Harper government keeps spending beyond its means. He takes particular aim at recent spending on advertising to promote the fact the government is spending money.
You can't sit through a football game without seeing all this propaganda about what a terrific job the government's doing.
The government says its deficit spending was necessary to maintain and create jobs during the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
The sounds of the Big Apple and the Jersey Shore filled the Empire Theatre last night. Rock for Relief was a fundraising concert held to raise money for the victims of Hurricane Sandy. Jose de Barros was at the concert and has the report.
Just minutes after ending a three-hour concert, Andy Forgy was breathless and thirsty. Forgy is the lead singer in All You Need Is Love. He spent a considerable portion of the three-hour-plus concert on stage. It was the result of a performance even the boss would be proud of.
You do what you do, but the audience has to give it back, and then all of a sudden you've got this wonderful game of beach volleyball happening, you know, and it's wonderful. And so, yeah, it was a great night, a great response, and it looks like we've raised ourselves a good pile of dough.
Along with All You Need Is Love, local bands like Big Black Smoke and The Far Side performed. Billy Joel, Patti Smith, and The Drifters were some of the artists whose songs were sung. But this night belonged to one man and his music. Bruce Springsteen is one of New Jersey's proudest sons. Forgy has been inspired by Springsteen's music for decades.
We know a lot of them, but a lot of his music, you know, we used to play some of his tunes back in the old day, but never this many songs all in one night. So it was a challenge, and we didn't have a lot of time to rehearse, but it was fun. Everybody jumped on board, and we had a few cheat sheets, and we were just fine.
An auction was also held, with a framed collectible signed by Springsteen earning $1,000. Without official figures, the concert should get to its goal of raising $10,000. All the proceeds are to be given to the Canadian Red Cross as they assist with a relief effort in New York and New Jersey. Jose de Barros, 91X News.
And that's 91X News, time to 4:06. I'll be back with sports in a minute.
In a world of swamps with a bear market, there's a place where you can enjoy bull market times. Come party like it's 2007 at the newly renovated Thirsty Bull Pub and Patio. Great new menu with daily food specials like 59-cent Wing Wednesdays and Fish and Chip Fridays. Great live music every Friday night and all your favorite sports on the big screen. Forget the bear and get on with the bull. The Thirsty Bull Pub and Patio, 449 Dundas Street West, Belleville.
More regular season games have fallen victim to the NHL labor dispute. The league canceled all regular season games through December 14th, as well as the 2013 All-Star Game in Columbus. The NHL and the Players Union remain apart on the allocation of revenue and rules governing player contracts, and currently have no bargaining sessions scheduled. Odds makers are calling the Calgary Stampeders slight favorites to beat the Toronto Argonauts in the 100th edition of the Grey Cup on Sunday. Calgary is listed as a 2-point favorite in the latest odds from the sports betting website Bodog. That's up a half point from earlier in the week. The Toronto Raptors are looking to put the brakes on a 2-game slide tonight when they take on the Pistons in Detroit. Toronto hasn't fared well against the Pistons recently, losing 5 of the last 6 matchups. Detroit is struggling this season with a 2-10 record. The New York Knicks will get their first look at Jeremy Lin in a Rockets uniform when the two teams meet tonight in Houston. The point guard became a sensation last season while propelling the Knicks to a win streak. However, the Knicks opted not to re-sign Lin in the offseason, and he bolted for Texas. Lewis Hamilton had the fastest practice run today at the season-ending Brazilian Grand Prix. He was followed by Formula One leader Sebastian Vettel, who has a 13-point lead over Fernando Alonso. Vettel needs to finish fourth or better to become F1's youngest 3-time champion at age 25. A 9-foot bronze statue of Manchester United manager Sir Alex Ferguson was unveiled today at Old Trafford. The statue depicts the Scottish manager with his arms crossed. Ferguson has been at the helm of United for 26 years and is the Premier League's most successful manager with 12 titles. In OHL action, the Belleville Bulls are heading down to Niagara to face the Ice Dogs. The Bulls are coming off a win last night against Erie, 4-3. The puck drops at 7 tonight. And down in South America, Brazil's Soccer Federation has fired national team coach Mano Menezes. Federation Director Andre Sanchez said the decision to fire the coach came after a meeting in São Paulo on Friday. He said Federation President José Maria Marans made the change because he wants new methods and new planning ahead of the 2014 World Cup that Brazil will host. World Cup winning coach Luis Felipe Scolari is one of the names touted to replace Menezes, but Sanchez said he doesn't think negotiations for a new coach are underway. Sanchez, the Federation director in charge of the national team, made it clear that he didn't agree with the decision to fire Menez, but he said the president was being brave and called it a bold move to make the change. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email us at sports@91x.fm. That wraps up sports for the hour. Let's take a look at the weather. This afternoon, cloudy with showers and a high of 10 degrees. Tonight, scattered flurries and a high of 0 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, variable cloudiness and around 1 degree tomorrow. Right now, it's 10 degrees outside. 91X News, on the air and online at 91x.fm. I'm Brandon White, and your news is next at 6.
This is 91X. CJLX 91.3.